This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So Bree talked about Chinese investors and U.S. commercial real estate a little bit and some of the challenges those investors are having back home as the Chinese economy struggles. Yes, officially, Beijing says GDP growth was 5.2% last year, but A, grain of salt always with Chinese economic data, and also B, wage growth there is slow. Unemployment, especially for young Chinese, has been so high they stopped publishing the data for most of last year. So as Lunar New Year starts tomorrow, there is likely to be some reflection on the shaky Chinese economy. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak is in Shanghai.
The Lunar New Year used to be a time when taxi driver Cao Changyu could binge on food. He grew up when China's economy was planned and food supplies were limited.
I used to look forward to eating sweet dumplings, chicken, and fish. We could only buy those supplies in the 1980s and 90s if we had money and ration coupons.
Today, China's economy is more open, and food restrictions are a thing of the past. Cao Changyu says he can mostly eat whatever he wants at any time. So his wish for the Year of the Dragon?
To retire early. Driving taxis is hard work. It's super competitive because China's job market is a mess, and a lot of people have been laid off.
The laid-off workers, he says, have flooded into Shanghai to become rideshare drivers, competing directly with cabs like his. He drops me off near a Ming Dynasty garden called Yuyuan, where there's a shopping center selling New Year's decorations. One of the vendors is Wang Meichun. He says his business has really picked up since the height of the pandemic. His wish, he tells me, is for his life and business to get even better. One of his customers, Xu Xiaoxiao, works in investment. She says she's bracing for a tough year ahead, but she remains optimistic. She tells me the economy is sluggish, but thinks there are still opportunities for people who seek them out. She says she's going to focus on learning more about her field and working harder to succeed. And today, on the eve of the Lunar New Year, she will have a family meal full of dishes with auspicious meanings. Eating fish is a must, she tells me, because fish sounds similar to a Chinese word for surplus. And she'll have a dish called rice with eight treasures, plus rice cakes. The Chinese word for them sounds the same as the phrase, may you get promoted every year. Another decoration seller, Sun Ziyuan, is short on staff. So as she talks to me, she's helping a customer at the same time. Business isn't as good as last year, she says, because overall, China's economy isn't strong. How bad is business? She's not sure. But nearby, decoration seller Li Guinan has kept tabs.
My business has dropped by more than 50% from pre-pandemic levels. 2018, 2019, we could sell up to $3,000 a day, but now we're talking just a few hundred dollars.
He says many of his corporate clients are struggling, so they're buying less. And individuals? They're buying online, he says. Toy seller Chen Yongman says he just can't compete with online retailers. He says some clients ask why he charges more than online shops, but he tells them he's got to pay shop rent, storage fees, and rent for his apartment. Just then, a toy beside him catches my eye. It's a plastic doll of former President Barack Obama with a cigar pipe in his mouth and two fingers in the air in the shape of a V. Flick the switch behind and he dances to the music. Chen Yongman says it's proving hard to sell and he tries to give it to me. I pay for it anyway. A few doors down is jewelry seller Kang Xiuhua. She tells me her sales revenue is less than 10% of what it was before the pandemic. At Lunar New Year, many of the greetings and blessings revolve around having the best of health and the best of luck. But for this coming Lunar Year, many people have more modest wishes. Again, taxi driver Cao Changyu.
Every year, things seem to be getting worse in China. What I'm wishing for is for this year to be about the same as last year.
People will still celebrate the Lunar New Year, he says, as best they can. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.